and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're studying in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Now, chapter 6 and verse 20 says, "For which I am an ambassador." This is Paul the Apostle speaking. He said, "I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." We looked at this last time where it says, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds." Paul the Apostle was an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a representative. An ambassador is one who represents the country that they're from. Paul, at this point, he knew he was from heaven. That's where his home was going to be. And that's where our home is. As saved people, we too are ambassadors for the Lord. He continues on in chapter 6 and verse 20 where he says, "That therein I may speak boldly." He's an ambassador, and he was asking people, the people at Ephesus, to pray for him that he could have the boldness that he needed. Now, he had boldness, but he wanted to keep on keeping on. He wanted that boldness to go forth. To work through him, to give him the boldness that he needed to continually spread the word of God, telling people that Jesus saves. And he wanted to be able to speak boldly. And you and I, too, as ambassadors for the Lord, we need to ask for prayer from each other. We need to pray for each other that God would strengthen us and give us everything that we need in order to be good ambassadors for him, representatives of heaven. Well, Paul said in another place, and I read this last time in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, and verses 10 through 12, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." That's what you and I as saved people, we need to let people know the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. We have boldness. We just need to let it out. We need to let people know that Jesus saves, that we are serving Jesus Christ as ambassadors for him. Now, Paul says once again in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly," he says, "as I ought to speak." Whether in bonds or free, Paul felt that the gospel ought always to be spoken with plainness and without the fear of man. And I mentioned last time that preachers and pastors who stand in the pulpit, Sunday school teachers, teachers in the God's churches, they need to be able to speak the word of God with plainness. In other words, you don't water it down. You simply bring it down to the people so that they can understand what you're saying. You don't have to use big $50 words, as I said the last time. You don't have to use those big terms when you're dealing with God's people. Make it so that they can understand. That's what God has done for us. He's given us the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit leads and guides us and helps us to understand the Word of God, and that's the way we need to give it out, the way the Holy Spirit is imparted to us as teachers, preachers, anyone who works in a local church who gives out the word of God. They need to give it out as God has given it to them as they understand it. Well, it's much more important for us to perform our duty of proclaiming the gospel when we find ourselves in bondage to the old flesh that convinces us that our witness for the Lord is unimportant. Well, Paul the Apostle was in bonds as he's having this written down, as he's proclaiming that he needs the prayers of the people of the church at Ephesus. But the old flesh sometimes gets in our way, and it convinces us that our witness for the Lord is unimportant, that there's other people who are going to give out the Word of God. God doesn't need us. He's got plenty of other people who's going to give out the Word, helping other people get saved. Well, God has chosen you and I. He's chosen me personally. He's chosen you personally to give out the Word of God. It's of great importance that we perform our duty of proclaiming the gospel as faithful ambassadors of heaven, no matter what. When our old flesh, people, or the devil tell us that our proclamation of the gospel doesn't matter, then we need to remember what Paul the Apostle said in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20, as I ought to speak. We ought to speak for the Lord as we are supposed to, and that is with the boldness that Christ gives us when we are close to Him in Bible study and prayer. That's how you stay close to the Lord. That's how you really receive the power that you need, the boldness that you need, is to stay in His Word and to stay with Him, talk with Him in prayer. You talk with Him, you talk to Him in prayer, and He talks to you through His Word. And that brings boldness. Well, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20 says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. Verse 21 continues by saying, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. Well, that's a funny name, isn't it? Tychicus. But we're going to read more about him, see more about Tychicus in just a few moments here. But Paul the Apostle was letting these people know things. He was sharing from his heart the things that God had placed there. And of course, he had physical needs. He was praying that God would strengthen him. And he was asking these people to pray for him, that he could keep on keeping on serving the Lord no matter where he was at. Remember, Paul was in chains. He was a prisoner. And he was soon to have his head cut off. But he was still serving God. He was still doing what God wanted him to do as a faithful ambassador for the Lord. Well, notice in that verse, Ephesians chapter 6, and let's see, in verse 20, notice there if you would, it says that, but that ye also may know. Well, uncertain or false reports very often produce uneasiness in churches and around us, and many times this happens, and no doubt in fragile minds, but from time to time, also in thoughtful and secure minds, things will come along to produce uneasiness. Well, to prevent this danger from happening in the church at Ephesus, Paul sends Tychicus to give the Ephesians full and accurate information. Well, the devout attentiveness which Paul felt about the interests of God's churches can be seen in his own words when he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, he says, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. You see, even when he was at death's door, his concern was for those people who made up God's people in local churches. Neither the dread of death nor anxiety about himself stopped him from making provision for the most distant churches. He loved everybody. He loved the Lord. And that's the reason he was able to continually give out the Word of God. And it was by others who prayed for him as well. This is so important for us today as well, that we ask for prayer, that we would have the boldness and that we would have the strength, that God would give us the health that we need to continue on keeping on. Well, this church at Ephesus was especially on Paul's mind at this time. And Paul was not only concerned about the church at Ephesus, but he had concern also for the other churches he was instrumental in forming that God had established. Well, Paul wanted the church at Ephesus to know he was still serving God, even as he was a prisoner at Rome. He also wanted the church to know his condition as a prisoner at Rome. And maybe some word had gotten out that Paul was dead, that he was very sick or something. So Paul wanted these people to know how he was doing. He not only wanted them to pray for him, but he wanted them to know the truth about him, of what was going on with him in Rome. He wanted the church to know he was still alive, as it was possible someone had started a rumor that Paul was already dead. He said, "That ye may know my affairs." In other words, he wanted them to know what he was doing. And he wanted them to know that know how he was doing. I believe how well he was. In other words, he wanted people to know about his health. Well, in order for Paul to get the correct message as to how he was doing and what he was doing, he was going to send Tychicus. We're going to read more about Tychicus as we get on down through here in the book of Ephesians. But Tychicus is commended by Paul, so his, and that's Tychicus' statements, would be completely believed. In other words, Tychicus was going to deliver this epistle, this letter of Ephesians, to the church at Ephesus. And he was not only going to deliver it, he was going to tell them about Paul as well. Well, notice what Paul said about Tychicus. He said, "A beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord." Well, what is known of this man Tychicus is that he accompanied Paul when traveling from Macedonia to Asia, and that he was sent by Paul to various churches. Paul trusted this man. This man evidently had proven himself to Paul to be faithful to the Lord. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 4, the Bible says, "And there accompanied him," that's Paul, "into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus, and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus." Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7, "All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord." You see, Paul was not only sending Tychicus and giving information to the church at Ephesus, but we also read how that he would send Tychicus to the church at Colossae. And we read about that in the verse I just read, Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7. So Tychicus was a trusted servant of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, "And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus." So there it is again. He's going to send him to Ephesus. And Titus chapter 3 and verse 12, "When I shall send Artemas unto thee," or Tychicus, "be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter." Paul was assured, he had confidence in this man, Tychicus, that he would do exactly what he, Paul, wanted him to do and give out the information that was necessary to encourage these people at Ephesus. Well, there were some qualities of Tychicus that Paul spoke of. He was a beloved brother, a man who was a faithful minister, and as Paul said, a fellow servant, according to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7. Tychicus not only served to preserve Paul's name, but also to show that he had much of Paul's own character. He was around Paul, so some of this, we use the term, rubbed off on him. Some of Paul's character just sort of bled in and became part of this man. He watched this man, Paul and his testimony. And you and I who serve the Lord Jesus Christ, there's people watching us, and we need to have the testimony that God wants us to have, so that people who see us, not that we want to brag about who we are, but we want people to see God in us. And I want people to see in me what Tychicus saw in Paul, that Tychicus knew that Paul was a man who served God and he was living for the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.
Every day.